Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the limb, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride, and fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and feel me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Break me down to see your big girls, and that she wasn't taking now. My dough is low.
low, I'm sitting on paper now. Used to go coaster, class to Jamaica now. I got a little mama calling my flow rider. She bought a dollar plus, she give me good holler. You know I miss you, money ain't an issue. I let my miss do anything she wish to. She want freak them in them cheeks like tissue. She want shop and tag proper like my pistol. It don't stop, every night I'm on my gristle. Just trying to make it do what it do. I want that CL ocean blue, the hood see through. So when I'm coasting through, the hood see through. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Go ahead and tweet about it. Go ahead and tweet about it. By tomorrow, everybody go and read about it. I'm up in here, I'm the man. I got drinks, I got a pot full of wine.
Come in the club, so fresh, hoping sex. Find a tie that's fly, write a moving check. A double shot of Henny in the cold light. Me and Bree hit the floor tonight. I wanna see them tights. Mommy sipping them wet roses. I can't lie, I let them select those. You make a brother wanna grab and touch you. I love the way the cash muscle. Look in them hills. You make me wanna pay your bills and move you out Chestnut Hill. I ain't pressed but still. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing.
I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Shout out to my boy NG. That was his song, One Thing. And of course, started off with Big Face Dunny and Honest Fire. We're doing live. Really shine. You know what I mean? Got my beautiful co-host. She about to come in on us. And we're going to have some fun tonight. Tonight's topic, no topic. We just going in. Twitter Tuesday. You talking shit. Talk about the heavy. We talking about the trend and topics. We just going in, and of course, Philly Shine, you're always welcome to share your information. We always follow back. And what's a special treat for me tonight? Oh fuck, I hate computers. Excuse me. Here I'm back. A special treat. I got a special guest. He like a super VIP. Super producer, hot ass rapper. You hear his music on Philly Shine Radio all the time. Got my boy Looney Tunes on Twitter. Now you can find him Looney Tunes LT1. You know, that's Tunes TUNZ. So make sure you guys follow him, of course, because he's definitely hot, doing real crazy big things. I want to open up the Mel's line and say hello. I see you from the 601. I get to you right next. Just press the one, guys. I'll open up your mic. You can join in the show. Have fun with us on Philly Shine. Welcome back to Mel. What's up, boo?
You know, I'm working since I'm the new manager of Looney Tunes. They working the shit out of them.
As he should. Shit, I wish I could manage Looney Tunes. Like, let me stop. All right, I'm going to stop flirting. You want to be professional? Go ahead. Exactly. Well, definitely welcome back to the show. I'm sure this is somebody supporting X Squad Looney Tunes. Shout out to the 601-695. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm DJ Boss Chick, Mississippi representative.
Boo, what's up, DJ Boss Chick? How you been, honey?
I'm all good. Can't complain.
Yeah, this welcome to our Twitter Tuesday show. My co-host will be coming up real soon. You guys
vote for DJ Boss Chick at Salute the DJs.
Okay, yeah. And definitely shout out your Twitter, because, you know, I follow you. I'll shout it out, too. But We got DJ at DJ Boss Chick. And you nominated for in the Salute the DJ Awards. That's what's up. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How are you holding it down on your Twitter, DJ Boss Chick? We're going to ask different types of Twitter questions. What do you add on your Twitter? What do you offer on your Twitter for us to follow you?
You say what is my Twitter? What do I offer on Twitter?
No, so yeah, like what can we expect following you on Twitter?
Oh, ain't no telling. I drop mixtapes every week. Push the music that's banging on my end. It ain't but a few. And you know, just really retweeting, showing love to everybody, seeing what everybody got going on. And I drop mixtapes weekly on That Craig. The links be up on my Twitter page. Working on another one as we speak, The Best of Cameron. So, and I got another project. You know, I'm going old school on them. The LL Cool J project. I dropped the Run DMC project, and just really networking, trying to, you know, get the name out there, work with different artists, hosting mixtapes, you know, just getting it in, trying to be the female DJ, Kelly, drama, scream, all of it.
Get it. Okay, well, I just definitely gave you a good shout-out on Twitter, you know what I mean, telling everybody to call in. Do they shout outs and definitely appreciate you tuning in. Chill with us because we got some music from Looney Tunes we're going to play. Definitely a lot of artists who I'm sure will want to get a chance to talk to you and network and bang your music. Bang your music.
Honestly, ask her how many people she DJ for.
How many people do you DJ for?
Oh man, it's a few. The Esquire representative, we pushing Looney Tunes and Papa Duck. I done did shows like I'm in a big club in my area. I done DJed.
How big is the club?
Where the club is huge, hold 1,300 people strong. Done did some
nice.
Big shows. It's banging. Done DJ behind Juvenile, Webby, Roscoe Dash, Bun B, Do or Die, just a whole heap of them. Uncle Luke, all of them. Get visitors every week. Hopefully we'll be bringing in Travis Porter the first of the year.
Okay, that's what's up. That's good. Definitely sound like you working hard. Thanks for checking in. Chill with us. We about to pull Looney Tunes on the line. I'm going to take one more caller. Eric code 973-641. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what up, y'all? It's boy Jig Joe. You know what I mean? I mess with Looney the hard way. That's my homie, Team Beat Joe.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, are you on Twitter? Shout out your Twitter for us.
Oh, that's Jig underscore Joe, J-I-G underscore J-O-E, you know what I mean? Jig Joe, Team B Jug, we doing it. Repping for Looney Tunes, you know what I mean? Check out my new single, Bad Bitches, Go Green, Buku Booty, you know, got major hits out there.
That sounds nice. So what's your Twitter?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, that is my Twitter, J-I-G underscore J-O-E, Jig. Underscore joke. It's poor
okay.
Looney. At Looney Tunes ATL. Wow.
Okay, cool. Well, I just asked DJ Boss Chick, what can we expect if we follow you? So I'm going to ask you that question. What can we expect following you?
Yeah, unpredictableness, you know what I mean? All kind of mayhem and good music and parties and crazy shit. That's about it.
Crazy shit. What's the craziest shit you ever tweeted? Then I'm going to tell you the craziest shit I've ever tweeted.
You should have a tweet. It was, yo, I'm about to be in Fulton County. Come get me at 12 noon because that's probably when they're going to book me. You know what I mean? Like, that's a crazy. I got a tweet, motherfuckers, to bail me out of jail and shit when I thought I was going, but I happened to get lucky that night. I ain't go. So.
That's crazy. Well, yeah, I think the craziest thing I've tweeted on Twitter was a specific tweet, you know what I mean? Sometimes I have to get specific because I got a lot of bitch ass hoes following me. But I got a bitch to unfollow me because I said, new apartment, old diseases because you blew them. And I was like, live your life. Maybe if you borrow something, you'll get married. And you know what I mean? Dirty bitches. Stupid hoe. Yo, I love Nicki Minaj's little song, Stupid Hoe. I say you stupid hoe 80 times over and over again.
I got to check that thing out. I ain't heard
that. Hey, I like Nicki Minaj, period. I'm just like her. I don't give a fuck what song
she's
on. I don't care if she's on a country track. We good.
I love white, but definitely I got my special VIP guest in the building. Welcome back to Philly Chime Radio, Mr. Looney Tunes.
VIP
Looney.
Guest, ugh. Look, I'm in the field. I got about 3-4 bottles. You know what I'm saying? With the sparkles on the joint, you know what I'm saying?
Three or four bottles. We only got one bottle of Grey Goose, but we about to definitely get it in right with you.
Oh,
but welcome back, Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah, this is like my favorite internet radio show of all. That showed me the most love ever. I'm glad to be back. What's poppin'?
Oh, well, everything's popping. I have my co-host handling her B.I. in the background. She about to come up and give y'all her cuteness and get to know you, too. We're going to check out your music because you've been working with an artist that we are definitely a fan of here on Philly Shine Radio.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? We definitely fuck the future, and I like the track or whatever. I want to get into your new music and what you've been doing. Who got all that shit in their background?
Hey, no. She must be talking about Jig Joe.
Jig Joe, what up, Joe? It's Jig Joe on
the
side. What up, boy?
Mooney, Beat Jug,
Beat Jug is definitely the movement, man.
All right, now, nothing wrong with that. Now, Looney Tunes, let me ask you, what can we expect from following you on Twitter at Looney Tunes LT1?
Oh, man, you can expect the realest of the realest. You could expect me talking hella shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just like to speak my mind. I don't hold back. I don't care what nobody think about my tweet. You know?
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. And it's
shout out to all my twiggers. You know what I'm saying? All my twiggers. I don't be tweeting.
Oh, okay.
You know,
nothing wrong with that.
I be tweeting.
Yeah, we can't have people tweeting or whatever. That's no good. I ain't going to lie. I be tweeting sometimes. I be having people following me all the time because I be just talking about like a dog. Like, I don't give a fuck. You follow me, you know I'm tweeting to you.
You know what I mean?
Huh?
I said, yeah, you feel me?
Hey, I feel you. What about you, Demel, Mr. XYDJ CEO?
Oh, Demel on this thing? Demel, what's up,
man? Well, you'll get a lot of business with me. You'll get me saying good morning to everybody that I need to say good morning to. And the one that always sides on hate me, you know, I already met you and shook your hand, but you were shocked to meet me. Shout out to you. And, okay, it's all good, because the hater won't say it in your face. They'll say it on Twitter, but not in your face.
Exactly. Hey, we ain't tweeting, we beefing. See you on the streets, man. That's how it be.
So it's all good.
Demel, what up, Demel? X-Squad.
You know how we do jump.
All day.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I'm out here, man. I'm on the streets, you know what I mean? Me and Looney, we doing shit. We just ain't getting on your side of town.
Looney, we got you. You bet. Oh, I thought I had Looney Tunes on the line. Technical difficulty.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get Looney Tunes back on the line. I'm here. I'm here. You know what, Jamel, I want to know who's your favorite person on Twitter right now or of all time. And 267, we're going to get to your call. Thank you for holding. Thank you for pressing one.
The co-host, you know what it is. You can't have no cheese. You can't have no Philly cheese steak without the cheese. You dig?
You is so corny sometimes. Who is supposed to cheese?
Hey, you know when you make the steak, see, you know she melts the cheese.
Oh, okay.
That's how hot she is.
Sometimes you gotta explain the metaphors because some should go over my head, and I'm like, what was that?
Well, when we do it like this, she is the bun, I'm the bun, and she the hot dog. And, oh, all right, man.
Let's just say that she's banging sun. Let's say that.
I'm like, she's like the shiny,
something hot.
She like the song of the year. Hot.
I'm gonna tell you who my favorite person on Twitter is.
Uh-oh.
And he's on the phone right now. Looney Tunes, you definitely, I think I probably retweeted this shit more than anybody else.
Because
you work hard. Yeah, you work hard. You know, I've been a fan of yours forever. I wish Twitter could keep track of how many people retweet your shit. No, I need Looney Tunes.
They just now started.
What?
Yeah, they did. Retweet.
Oh, yeah, but no, that's only an individual tweet. They can't show, like, who's been retweeting all your shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
I know, I'm retweeting
all the Looney Tunes stuff every day, every minute.
I'll free retweet your shit more than you.
Nobody retweets more than me.
I think she might got your beat, bro. You might have to tweet a little bit more.
Yo, yes, you are always on Twitter. One thing I can say about you is always on Twitter. Now, how did you get a chance to do this song with Future? Because I do love it. I want to get a chance to play it.
Well, 4 months ago. Four or five months ago.
That's what's
up. Yeah, four or five months ago, I was in the studio, like my homie Nat. You know what I'm saying? He worked with Future or whatever, and he brought me in the studio, and you know what I'm saying? He wanted me to play some beats for him, and I played some beats for him. And Future dropped like 4 or 5 hooks to all the different beats or whatever, and that was one of the hooks that he had dropped him. Yeah, went back to it and ended up recording the song, and the label really liked it, and he really liked it. So, everybody was like, "Yo, we're gonna push it as a single one.
Go harder."
No, okay,
you
well,
feel me? Go harder.
Okay. Now that's the number one anthem going into 2012.
Oh, hey, I'm with it, y'all. Y'all check out this track. It's called "Go Harder."
Y'all listen out for it on your local NBA and NFL channels, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the song
that I got that file from Looney Tunes, so, you know.
I
I think I got it a couple times. I got it. Until we get it, we're going to check out a song that I always put on. Only Raw That Shit If He Doesn't Have Chlamydia. Specific tweet.
Hey, man, I was over at the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madam. You know what I did? Raw that shit, raw that shit. Pull my head and raw that shit. Raw that shit, raw that shit. Smash my ass and raw that shit. Raw that shit, raw that shit. Pull my head and raw that shit. Raw that shit, raw that shit. Smash my ass and raw that shit.
Homie, while I wait to get into
more with my VIP guest, Looney Tunes. We also wait for my co-host to come through and bless us. We also got another caller from 267, we're up in the Philly area, at 267-816. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wait. Your mic not open. Got a little computer freeze. All right, wait a minute. No, is it open? No, it's not working. Oh, there it is. All right, 267, your mic's open. 816, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good? Who this?
Hey, this is Lakim from Philly.
Okay, well, says you got to say your name, where you calling from.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard I got my homie joining there about to play tonight, Danny Cash.
Oh, hell yeah, green light. Definitely,
yeah, you know,
some love.
Yeah, definitely play that. He definitely one of the artists in Philly that's not being heard, but that's a kept secret. Like, you know what I mean? That song is a prime example, man. Definitely play that joint, man. Support Philly, man. That, you know, I'm going to definitely, you know, put y'all on the Facebook and Twitter, letting anybody know to tune in. Like, y'all showing the homie love, man. That's what I like.
That's what's up. Yeah, he's also performing at my event January 1st, so make sure you're in the building at Mill
definitely.
Creek.
Definitely. I mean, I already saw his Twitter page, so I'm definitely going support, I mean, come out, man. That's what's up.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. And what's your Twitter page? Because this is Twitter Tuesday, so you got to share your Twitter. We'll definitely check out the show and, you know what I mean, follow you back.
Oh, well, my Twitter page is Pretty Fly Brother. Pretty Fly Brother. P-R-E-E-T-Y Fly Brother.
Okay, that's what's up. So it's just Brother, B-R-O. T-A-T-R. What can we expect by following Pretty Fly Brother on Twitter? I like that Twitter name, don't you, Alima? Yeah, Pretty Fly Brother. You better be fly.
No, actually, it's like the brother is B-R-O-T-H-A.
Wait, spell your Twitter again. Don't be giving us the wrong Twitter. We tweeting somebody.
Oh, my bad. It's P-R-E T-T-Y, fly, F-R-Y, B-R, O-T-H-A.
All right, definitely.
That's
what's up. He brought it out, though, but I'm going to get it together, and I'm going to definitely retweet it. Chill with us on the line. I'm going to definitely come back and definitely open your mic when we play the song by my homeboy Danny Cash and Show Love. You know what I mean? What can we expect by following you on Twitter? What do you tweet about?
Oh, I'm just one of them young cats that's definitely not like these other boys out here. Like, you expect a young person like myself that be all reckless and just talk about sex and all that stuff. Like, ain't got no manners and all that. I'm
talking about what other people doing. What do you do? What do you do?
Oh, I'm more of a motivational speaker. Like, I like talking to the, you know, community. Like, you know, I like giving back, like, you know, the best as I could. I might not have $1 million, but I'm one of them people that like to help out the community as I can. You know, I got a 9-to-5 and everything, but besides that, I like to, you know, help out the community as I can, you know.
That is what's up. I fucks with you. But, definitely do me a big favor and spell your Twitter one more time. You know what I'm saying? I know you did it real slow and shit last time.
Oh, my fault.
I mean, definitely what you just now said makes me want to follow you instantly. So what is it? Spell it.
It's Pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y, F-L-Y.
We're not that retarded.
B-R-O-T-H-A.
Okay, that's what's up. I appreciate you you tuning in on the show, and you definitely calling in is definitely appreciated, because, like, you know, not that many positive brothers are doing things like that, like saying I want to get back to the community, you know what I'm saying, saying that you want to be a motivational speaker or whatever. That says a lot.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely want to be.
That's decent.
All right,
well, cool, and I hope to meet you in person January 1st. Make sure you come out to the event, and make sure you follow my VIP special guest, Looney Tunes. That was just his music that you guys heard. He was the first rapper on the track, and, of course, the producer. You know what I mean? We got to definitely show love with that. But Looney Tunes, back to you. Back to you, my VIP. Back to you.
What's happening?
Who is your favorite person on Twitter?
Everybody who follows me.
No. I'm talking about favorite. Who's interesting to you? Who do you find yourself talking to the most? I won't get jealous. I won't. I promise. I won't get a jelly belly.
I really don't have a favorite because, you know, I look at everybody's tweets. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, I talk to people who I shoot out salutes. I shoot out a lot of salutes to everybody, you know.
Okay.
I see you looking. I'm looking at your timeline, you know. Show love to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have no favorites, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I pick favorites, you know what I mean? And I'm a type of person, I show everybody love, but I let you know what I like, you know what I mean, what I like the most. I show everybody love, but I'll let you know what I like the most. We can't, you know, be fun on that.
We need to crank that Twitter after dark back up. I ain't really been seeing that, like that little late night little freaky tweets.
I'm so glad people cut out the late night freaky tweets. I like when I wake up in the morning and stop being dumb.
my first little Twitter after dark tweet is gonna be I like a chick with power withdrawals.
Bring it back.
Little pound Twitter after dark out there.
No, my favorite. Wait a minute. Let me ask you, DJ Boss Chick. What about the trending topics? Do you have like a favorite trending topic that you just had to keep going in on? DJ Boss Chick, can you hear me? Oh, maybe is that 601-695? That's DJ Boss Chick, right?
That's her.
Foster. Maybe she pressed. I'll wait for her to come back on. No, what was it? I know I had one. And it joined. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so amazing that this is on Twitter. And I wake up and, like, it's a tweet about it. I got to freaking remember. My brain's going a little numb right now. But in the meantime, in between time, before we go into the future track, Go Harder. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to listen to a song that's inspiring me right now because you know how it is when you have a lot of haters that keep talking. You know what I'm saying? I feel as though my homie Big Brass, that's BIGGBRASS on Twitter. You know what I mean? I feel as though he really went in. He really did his thing. It's a real good song, and you guys can definitely check it out online. Big Brass, keep talking. Then we're going to keep talking to Looney Tunes, and we're going to get into this anthem, Go Harder. You say we're going to hear it on the NBA? That's nice. Welcome back,
Still
NBA. Did the Sixers win?
Fuck that green
muffin. We're going to check and see if the Sixers won, too. And then if they won, we following Sixers on Twitter.
Don Mega, what's good, bro? We headed straight to the top. Anybody looking for me, tell them look up. Y'all go ahead and keep talking, man. We gonna keep counting. Y'all think y'all know me out there, man. Question the decisions I make. Listen, I do me, you do you. I talk money, you talk gossip.
Ah, getting money, what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We about to business, we can work it out. We about to kill him, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can keep them wrong. Let's get it on. I might have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone. Why? We don't need your help, we see the sea, you won't stop. Cause we ain't gon' stop. Let's get it on.
say whatever, but you know I'm about cheddar. You can hate my lyrics, knowing deep inside I'm better. You can say I never make it to the flashy lights. All my songs is all ass, Cherokee and tight. You can say it's no way that I can make a mill, like I picked the wrong case, deal or no deal. You can say I'm never gonna restart them, but that's like saying ain't no dealers out in Harlem. You can say I'm gonna fail, why I keep going? The best comes to those who wait, tell her keep blowing. You can say I dream big, it'll never happen, that day'll never be. My response is wait and see. You can say soon I spend my life in shackles, can't control my attitude, but lately I've been being cool. You can say them bullets about to touch my flesh and bones, the payback is coming. Well listen, I ain't running.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. So get it on. We bout the business, we can work it out. We bout to kill them, that's without a doubt. So put it on. Got my thing, we waited, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. So get it on. I'ma have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone.
You could say I waste my talents playing dope dealer and doing niggas grimy. The wait was perfect timing. You could say that's fucked up how I left my wife and turned around, had kids with my man wife. You could say that's crazy how I had the block popping, only my team to eat, competition put to sleep. You could say that's dirty how I burned my closest friends, ain't do it spiteful at the time, I was low on ends. You could say at one time I was lost, mixing all kind of drugs, not even knowing who I was. You could say things change, I ain't the same, but that's only cause I grew from kid games to a man. You could say I'm crazy, always quick to bust off, that's only cause I'd rather stay on earth and kill y'all. To cut the story short, say what you want about me, it only makes me tough. I'm really glad you doubt me.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. So get it on. We bout the business, we can work it out. We bout to kill them, that's without a doubt. So put it on. Got my thing, we waited, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. So get it on. I'ma have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone. We don't need your help.
Getting money is what we're talking about. Like, definitely shout out to my boy, Big Brass, doing your thing. Appreciate it. You calling in. You know what I mean? I mean, appreciate having an interview with you the other day. It was definitely fun getting to know him and whatnot or whatever. But tonight, we got my boy Looney Tunes showing off for the big boss niggas. You know what I mean? Appreciate that. I appreciate you here. You hear me, Looney?
Hell yeah, I appreciate you too, sweetheart.
Oh, that's what's up, that's what's up. And I gotta give a Twitter shout out to my girl Hadonis, the Amazon. She just tweeted me. She hopes I'm being good, but I'm being fucking bad.
She DM'd me yesterday before she went in the studio. She called me.
Oh, she went in the studio. Yo, that's one girl that works hard as a fucking rock, and I love her for it. Like, definitely a professional, definitely beautiful. Follow her on Twitter, HEDONISDAAMAZON. That's Hadonis the Amazon. Definitely, she's fly. She supports your girl. And, of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, too. Like, Royal Alima, Mr. Demel Twicey. But she said you got to start paying some motherfucking bills first, nigga. Don't even start that white shit. And follow me at Honest Fire. What?
I do need a crib in Philly, for real.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. He said, I do need a crib in Philly. He said, well, get that shit. Get it and holler back, you know what I'm saying? We definitely chilling. I had, like, a real good day, you know what I'm saying? It was like a real nice family day, but I really find that I have Twitter to be a big part of my every day. So I'm so glad that you guys are here, you know what I mean, my VIP on my new special favorite day, you know what I mean, Twitter Tuesday, talking about Twitter, sharing some shit. And I want to also talk about tweefing, you know what I mean, you said it earlier.
Tweefing.
I don't know if I'm a tweef, like, really, like, add a person. I wouldn't add a person. I'd really come to the house and fuck them up. Like, I'm not going to add you on Twitter. I'm going to come kick your ass. Like, depending on what you're saying. Some people, I might let them add me, and then I'll say something back to them. Because I remember one time, I was just showing my son. I was like, sweetheart, I was like, you never know what anybody could say about you. And I was like, maybe somebody might have said something about me on the fire or whatever. So I Googled my name. We got Royal Lima in the building. So I Googled my name, and it just so happened to be this fucking ungrateful-ass artist who I didn't let perform in my showcase tweeting about me or whatever. Talking about some on the fire, I ain't fucking with her shit no more. She ain't let me perform. So I'm like, you didn't fucking do your part. What am I supposed to do mine for? Like, why would I let you perform? You know what I'm saying? And then I just let him go on and on and on. Like, I just fire ignores me, yes. I'm going to keep ignoring you. I don't know if I would ever, like, really go in, like, if somebody was trying to, like, be mean or something like that. Like, I think I heard about Wale getting mad at somebody just, like, making them famous on Twitter. Like, I don't think I'll make anybody famous. I will laugh at you and put your business out there without putting your name on it, though. Who's that? Who's that background all out like that? I don't know. Why don't we close a couple mics? But my girl, no, you don't want to hear this song by my boy Future, produced by Looney Tunes. We get ready to go into this Go Harder track on our Twitter Tuesday. And I don't know, maybe we might have to put a little Talking After Dark topic in after the 1 o'clock hour. Really have some fun on this joint. But like you said earlier, and I'm sure, for sure, this time we have the full song. We want to check out my boy Future, Go Harder. Check it out.
Three man motto. The future is
go
now.
Hard by any means.
By all means necessary, we're going
Rock
to get it.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Drew,
ask
her.
Hey,
Adam and lied to.
What up?
I've been a click.
For real.
I done had all kind of people turn against.
You're
just trying to break me down.
I dropped 10 hits, I got a real confused. I hit ain't enemy.
been fiending. The streets on fire. Gotta catch me flying by. Ain't got the time to stop. So keep the bobo with you. Why? My time is very precious. That's why every second, too many hard times. I'm thinking about it, baby.
Music, I could do that shit right while we talking, because I've had to
re-upload the music before, like, before, Jamel, you know it. It would be like, oh, we got to shut the show down. You got to shut the show down for, like, 20 minutes and then upload the song. But, nah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get you right in here. We want to show some fucking love to act a fool. And
you feel me?
Everything that you got going on. You might be our PCAS. We only in the first little hour, you know what I mean? We're not done with you yet.
Oh, no, I already know. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here.
Yeah, and don't rush me. That'd be the last time you rush me because I had a question for you.
Well, talk to me.
I wanted to know because I did see you tweeting that beat jug or whatever, but I didn't know what it was because, like I said, you're so busy. You are showing everybody so much love on Twitter or whatever. I want to know, like, how can a person get into that movement and who would actually be qualified to be involved in it?
I mean, you know, if you coming with that heat, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got open arms, you know what I'm saying? As long as you coming with the heat and you repping, you know. X-Card DJs. Beat Jug, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Repping X Squad DJs, sorry. So you repping X Squad DJs, you repping Beat Jug. That's what's up. But what does Jug mean? Like, it's got to be.
Jug mean, like, Beat Jug. Beat Jug is the accumulation of revenue as a result of producing original music composition. You feel me?
Wow. Explain that for us. I don't understand what that means.
Hey, it's self-explanatory, man. We out here slanging these beats, slanging this hot music, man. We beat jugging. We beat jugging
okay.
The industry, you know.
That's what's up. You know what? Actually, we actually had a producer on the other day, you know what I'm saying, and we were actually speaking about, you know what I mean, the actual producer's role in some of these performing artists and some of these up-and-coming artists right now, you know what I'm saying, and the less what he was saying is, like, it's one thing, yeah, artists performing and stuff like that, but the producer gets paid off the artist selling, you know what I mean? So how do you feel about that type of topic, like, you know what I mean, producers not so much getting their credit or getting, you know what I mean, their money because the artist isn't selling? How does that affect you?
I don't know. It's like, at the end of the day, you just got to treat it like a business. That's how I look at it. Treat this thing like a business. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be on top of your business. Your business ain't right. You know, of course, the artist is going to try to get over on you, but if you tight on your business, you're going to put your foot down. You know what I'm saying?
Stripper radio. Oh, I can ask you
yeah.
to give me some
yeah,
music.
That's that new leak off the beat jug mixtape. You feel me?
What? I'm seeing my email looking at that. Like, we want to have that. That's like a Philly Shine day, don't it, Jamel? Like, that's what I said, like, this is what happens on Philly Shine radio. But wait a minute. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Definitely press one. I have a caller that just pressed one, so I'm going to see what's up with them, and we're going to continue on to the conversation with my homeboy Looney Tunes, getting to know you, your music, and everything you got going on. I'm going to shout out your last four digits because this is like a weird-looking number. I guess 9264. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, it's T-Sweet.
Oh, hey, baby.
How you doing?
I don't know why your number looks, it's all mixed up. It's like three numbers. All right, well, at least the last four was good. You know what's good. Shout out to my girl, T-Sweet, on Twitter. That's with two Z's. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, my Twitter Tuesday, honey.
Hey, everything is good. I just went on Twitter and I was, you know, like, giving you a shout out. And I went on my Facebook for everybody to tune in. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing your thing. And I commend you for all that. Like, giving local artists a chance to, like, shine and everything. So, we love you for that.
months or something. You know, I already told you, you know what I'm saying, that you're included in everything that I have going on, and I definitely welcome you with open arms because you impressed me. Like, you're a very impressive artist. I want to introduce you to Damel, CEO, XY DJs, T-Suites, local artists out of Delaware. You from Delaware or are you from Chester?
No, actually, I'm from Potsdam. I moved to Delaware in, like, 06. And then, you know, I've been living out here ever since. But, you know, I go to Philly a lot. And, you know, I rep Delaware. I'm sure everybody loves you. Feel me? The whole tri-state. I'm definitely, you know, Redding, Norristown. Like, I'm connected with the whole tri-state, really. So.
Okay. Well, Yes. You repping the whole tri-state. And I need you to meet a very close friend of mine. I'm like a super fan, Looney Tunes, my special VIP guest. I'm not sure how long you've been listening.
What up, though?
Nice to meet you, Looney Tunes.
Nice to meet you, too.
We got to probably collab or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm always open to collab with new artists and, you know, like people that's been in the business for like a long time.
I really think that you and her will do a nice trick together because the thing I love about you, T-Suite, and you guys, I told you, email me some music so I could actually let her speak for herself. But she goes in, and it's just like such a refreshing, like, sexy type of music. So you guys will enjoy it.
Send track to esquiredj@gmail.com with an open verse. And we'll send it back.
Less than an hour. You feel?
That's what's
going to work quick over here.
I definitely will.
Oh, shit. I got to get on my shit, but I'm about to get into this Act of Fool track. But before I do that, it is Twitter Tuesday, T-Suite. And I have to ask, I'm asking everybody, you know what I mean? Like, if we were to follow you right now on Twitter, what can we expect by following T-Suite?
Let me see. Like, basically, I feel like I'm definitely going to go to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this industry is waiting for a T-Suite. So I'm thinking, like, if you follow me, you're going to see my journey on my way to get into this industry. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I get my mind set on something, I'm going to do it. And that's how I feel like, you know, you can just see my journey on the way to the top, basically. So, like, my stat or, you know, like, my tweets or whatever, they basically consisting of me being real. I always keep it real. And then, you know, I show love to everybody. And, you know, basically, it's just me with my journey going to the top, the shows and all that, how everything went, how my day is, stuff like that.
Now, let me ask, do you subtweet? Do you, like, send out tweets to people you know following you or you know that's stalking your Twitter, twatching?
Honestly, like, I got to get a little bit more in tune with my tweets on that note, like, because sometimes, I work a lot, so I be doing it from my phone.
I'm going to teach you. I got you. I got you. I'll be going in. I love subtweets. And then what I love about subtweets, I can laugh so hard at it. Like, I don't care if anybody else knows what I'm talking about. Half the time, people just like, honest, you crazy, or if they really know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? They like, Waleah, you crazy. They really know me. Like, Waleah, you be going in. Like, I love Twitter. Like, I think I followed somebody because she said, fuck your subtweets. I think that was her Twitter name or something like that. I thought it was cool. I love Twitter. Like, it is a way that you can get to know news and what's up with people. Hold up. But we're going to check out some more music. We're getting to talk to Looney Tunes. Everybody, let us know what interesting things you got on your Twitter. And I want to answer the question myself. Like, if you follow Honest Fire on Twitter, you're going to get a timeline flooded daily. It's at least 20 tweets a day, at least, right? That's on the least. But, like, at a maximum, it could be, like, you know, a
couple hundred tweets coming out of me, talking shit, retweeting, having conversations and laughing. Mostly, I got to tell you, it's all about fun and just entertaining and following back, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take another caller, see what's up with their Twitter, then we're going to get into some more music with my VIP guest, Mooney Tunes, on Twitter Tuesday. 215-834, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Cancer. I'm calling from South Philly. What's up?
Yo, what's up, Black Cancer? Definitely shout out to you. Appreciate the music and the support on Philly Shine Radio. I got to say that first and foremost. Thank you.
Word up.
Yeah, you got to shout out your Twitter or Twitter Tuesday, Young Bull.
It's twitter.com/BLKCANCER. That's Black Cancer. I don't think I need to tell. I go in, you know what I mean? Because there's so much shit that I be doing on my Twitter. But that's how I network. That's how I get my features and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really do too much. Like, if it's like subtweeting or some shit like that, I either don't see it or I don't do it because I ain't really got time for that dumb shit.
I would never. Yeah, you could just use that idea. I would never, ever pay attention to another person's up tweeting about me because I probably don't even twatch you. Yeah, that's a new word, Looney Tunes. I see you like that. You know? That means watching the Twitter too much. You're twatching.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't follow people. Like, sometimes I do look at Broke John's tweets just to laugh because we be smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you need something, you know, just to laugh. That's why I love Twitter. Like, it'll be a Broke Joy saying some shit like, I wish I could eat more fish sticks or something. Like, it's crazy.
Yo, everybody don't need Twitter, man. That shit is corny a little bit.
Whoa. That was you, Black Cancer.
Shout out to my bodyguards, Lady Nana and Yanni Pink.
Oh, yes. Yanni. Yanni Pink.
My two bodyguards.
Yeah, they definitely
do not retweet me the wrong way. They will get you.
That's right. But no, Cancer, what's corny about Twitter?
No, I said everybody don't need a Twitter. That's what's corny about it. Because some people,
oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
They might go in on a trending topic. I know I used to do that crazy shit, and I still do. But that's like means of entertainment, or I might just be bored. I'm a poet as well, so you give me a trending topic, I'll flip the shit out of that, John.
Do you remember a trending topic that you really went in on?
Yeah, I go in on trending topics so much, I haven't forgot. And I haven't went in like a couple months due to the fact that I've been doing a lot of blog talks and a lot of not crazy shows, but I've been flooding timelines with a lot of promotional shit, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
More important business matters that I'm tending to, opposed to the silly, dumb, you know, bored type shit that I be doing. So you would have to check, like, my favorites, or you would have to go back a couple months prior to this before, you know what I mean, before now.
Yo. Yes, that's another thing. Check out my favorites. I favorite shit all the time. So another thing on my Twitter, if you tweet something I think is amazing or I relate to, it's definitely in my favorites. Like, that's part of my fucking day. And I'm about to check and see how many times I got Looney Tunes in my favorite because I know I got you. I'll be going through. Sometimes I delete a favorite. Like, even though I had you as a favorite, I'll take you right out. Like, I don't care. I don't feel no type of way about it, though. Like, I don't take Twitter serious, though. Like, I might enjoy it. I might have a bunch of fun, but I don't take it serious. Like, if I was to find out somebody was subtweeting about me, I wouldn't get fucked. You at me, it's different. Who knows what I'd do? You at me, I might act a fool. Or wait, what kind of acting a fool is the song? Because I haven't had a chance to hear it yet, Ludi. I'm sure it's hot, but what kind of acting a fool is this song describing?
Oh, man, it's that in the club, just high energy. You done pop about 4-5 Moet bottles. you in the club, you partying, you having a good time, you with your homies, you know what I'm saying? You with your homies, right? But you know, you might have them little haters in the club that might just try to run up on you wrong, and you will act a fool in it, bro. You feel me?
I feel like that's just covering all bases, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, we definitely, is it a feature on this song? Or is it just
no, it's
you?
All me. This is Aquafool. Lonely Tunes song, Aquafool, Future and Lonely Tunes, produced by Lonely Tunes. Yeah.
VIP, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, man, pull up, man. LC1. Hey, tell that way to the city about 50 bars with the bar.
Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. DJ play my song. I bet the whole club lose their mind to the track. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. Don't act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up the red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting grown. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody rocking in it, baby. A lot of hoes jacking in it, everybody rep their hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash, and all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby.
I like the harmony. Fool in the
bed.
That shit was hot. I like the harmony. Shout out to everybody chilling with us. I see you, HMC, my nigga. I text you. We got T-Speed back in the line, too. HMC, DJ Hype Man Crunk, what's good?
Yeah, what's good with you?
I know you a fan of Looney Tunes, too.
And I'm like a fool in this bitch. You feel me? Man, it definitely, I just want to, you know, let Looney Tunes know, man. It's definitely going on the Loud Mouth 10 or radio mixtape, man, dropping in 2012. So, I mean, you know, that track is going on now, you know.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate that, man. Definitely appreciate the support, homie.
No.
It's all good.
That's what's up. Well, you definitely got to shout out your Twitter to DJ Hype Man Crunk. Like, today is Twitter Tuesday. Welcome, because I feel like Twitter can be a very entertaining some part of your life.
DJ Hype Man _ Crunk. And the Crunk is spelled C-R-U-N-K.
Oh, that's what's up. So what can a person expect from following you on Twitter? Like, are you on Twitter every day, or what do you do on Twitter?
Man, I just be on Twitter, to be honest, just to promote what I got going on and, you know, and jump up off of there. You know, that's basically what I be on Twitter for, you know.
That's what's up.
Anything that I got going on, any artists that I'm messing with that I'm trying to holler at, you know, any DJs I'm trying to network with, you know, and that's all I do, and then I'm off of it, you know. It's not like an everyday thing for me.
Oh, it's not an everyday thing. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, because I don't see you on Twitter that much. You know, I'm on Twitter a lot. Sometimes I look at Twitter before I brush my teeth. Confession.
I'm more in the streets than I am the internet.
Okay. Nothing wrong with Twitter, you can tweet from your phone. Like, I don't know why a lot of people don't know, but if you were to, like, send your username to 40404, you can tweet, like, straight from your phone. Like, you don't even have to go online. You don't have to check your mentions. You can check your mentions later, but I just be tweeting from my phone. I don't even be on here until later, but I definitely send out tweets. Like, that helps me. Like, say if, you know what I mean, somebody do something crazy, I tweet that shit. I forgot to tweet this yesterday. Now, downtown Philly is not like any other downtown. You know how you have, like, your homeless people asking for change and stuff like that. We have entertainers, okay? There was this guy. He was dressed up in a suit. He had a microphone, an amp, and a speaker. And he was lip-singing Frank Sinatra. I was done. I was like, how in the world is a bum on the street lip-singing Sinatra? Like, really? You're not broke. Like, It was crazy to me, like, but I really wanted to tweet it, but my phone was dying, but, you know, I just tweeted it on Twitter Tuesday on Philly Chat Radio, but, like, you know what I mean, just, like, odd things like that, like, I'll just really share it, or somebody I want to really smack, but, you know, because if you smack a person, you might get locked up. I don't smack them, so Twitter helps me vet. I love Twitter, like, it's fun to me. But right now, I want to know, like, what's everybody's favorite trending topic and why I have everybody on the line. I'm going to play some music. Everybody chill. I still got you T-Sweets. We still waiting for Moral Lima to officially check in. She was, like, in the background or whatever with us for a while, but we want to wait till she officially checks in. And like I said, we want to talk about, you know what I mean, people's favorite topics. And at the same time, we want to play some music from our homeboy Black Cancer, Lyrical Killer. And we definitely got that stripper radio coming on deck. And we have to have stripper radio tonight on Philly Shout Radio one time real soon. How are we going to do the stripping and how you'll see the stripping, that's the mystery. I'm thinking of trying to get together right now in my head. This is my homeboy, Black Cancer. Follow him on Twitter, BLK_cancer, right?
No, BLKCANCER. It's all one joint.
Oh, it's one joint? Okay, yeah. I'm like, is it _? All right, well, all one word, my homeboy. Check it out, Lyrical Killer.
Yeah. It's Marley. See what it look like? A murder scene, lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. My chosen fate, hold the cape, far harder than Golden State Warriors. Get your warrior up.
diamonds, bro. I'ma have a lot of stone faces. Hey, and you gargoyles ain't flyers, home. Better pull out your pilot phone and compete. I'm on my wrist so I find a bone when I eat. Scorching missiles and giant bombs when I speak. You got some issues, your eyes is only on cheeks. See, my eye candy is a 550. At 100, I be stunting like Keon and speed. Number one, and then you sucking like a silent leech. My weight, I keep it up, or while you counting sheets. Sleep, a grind never stop. You gotta set your clock. Why the fuck do you get up if you ain't set the guap? You dummies looking stuck, need a tetanus shot. I'm trying to stretch it out, bend it like a Mephi shot. They think they sick, well I'm iller. Recite my word, it'll probably kill ya. All we see is money, you don't look familiar. I bring death to the beat, lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. Just for keepsakes, fast money's bitches fresh up off the E-way. I bring it back like a DJ or replay. Oh yeah, your time is up, nigga. Prepaid. I'm by my money, give a fuck what he or she say. Take your shit and then we sell that shit on eBay. Okay. I run it, but this right here is an easy walk. Philly cheesesteak shit, I'm on that greasy talk. Yeah. I spit crack, so this what I cook the blow on. And your CD is what I'm breaking up my throw on.
Wild packs, nigga.
Huh? That's not even a half, man.
What else?
It's no game, a bullet will give you much pain.
Okay.
They putting fear in who? No, I don't compare to you. The beat is my slave, I just whip it like it's miracle.
Yeah.
My words bust a pipe, cause these niggas can't handle the pressure.
Uh-uh.
I make the beat and then I eat it. Hannibal Lurk,
Molly.
They think they sick, well I'm
iller.
Recite my word, it'll probably kill ya. All we see is money, you don't look familiar.
Familiar.
I bring death to the beat, lyrical killer.
Killer, killer,
I'm a lyrical killer.
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 Suckers cannot play with me. Run your list from A to G. I crush them till I make them bleed. Cut them down, maple tree. Fuck around, pray to D. Shovel stop, laser tree. You don't want it, pal, I'll hunt you down.
Shout out to my homeboy, Black Cancer, lyrical killer, killer, killer. That was all you? Was that four verses?
No, that was me featuring Marley 215, Tayamal Beats or whatever. He produced the track, and we worked on the hook, and I did the bridge or whatever.
Okay. That's what's up. Definitely fucks with it, you know what I mean?
Good luck.
Make sure you get me some new music or whatever.
All right.
Okay. Now, back to my favorite, and Miss T Sweets, I definitely got your mic open, honey. You know.
Hey, what's up?
Got make sure. I don't know what happened. We lost you earlier.
Oh, I had to make a phone call real quick, but I'm back.
Okay. She came back. She came back. Appreciate it. But definitely, Miss T gave me some music, so I'll make sure I play that and show love to her tonight. We're definitely going to have the Onyx popping come through tomorrow, Wednesday night. So be extra, extra special. Shout out to Miss T and DJ Kurt. I think I'm doing a body paint party January 12th, so it's going to be like real extra sexy in Club Onyx and Philly, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to have to show love and have some fucking fun on that joint. But maybe I have to do Wednesday nights at Onyx. Stripper Radio be my theme song come in. Definitely. I'm feeling you. So what am I going to expect from this
stripper radio song. Like, what?
It's just gonna put you in that whole little mindset of just being in Club Onyx, in the ATL Club Onyx.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard it's different than up here. What actually is the difference from? Oh no, you haven't even been up here. But what is it like in the ATL Onyx? Like,
oh, it's live.
What do you mean? Like, it's just. The girls, is it really
big in here? It's big, you know. It's spacious. We've seen a lot of money flying all over there, everywhere, you know.
Do they let the regular girls dance with the guys at that one? Like, let's say if like a regular girl's in there and she wants to dance with her girlfriends or whatever.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
They don't let us do that at this Onyx in Philly. That's why I didn't go for, like, a real long time. They stopped us. They stopped me and my girlfriend from dancing because everybody looking at us. Like, don't do that. Just get better dancers. Get real strippers and shit, right? But to get y'all in a mind state of, you know, that evil place, the strip club, all that pussy and shit. It's like, no, shout out to my boy. Moving to this you by yourself or who?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to my homie J Cash on the beat. You know what I'm saying? It's me by myself on this song.
Oh, J Cash produced it. Let's check this out. What's his Twitter?
I want to say J Cash Music. Don't quote me on there. It's something like that. Like J Cash Music.
You're a busy guy. I know.
But I'm pretty sure, like, his Twitter on it's on my timeline. You know what I'm saying?
We'll check it out. Check this out, Stripper Radio. Stripper Radio coming soon, Philly Shine.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty twerk. Come and get this dough, come and get this money, come and get this money, baby. Do you want these hundreds? I'm throwing all these hundreds, baby. Throwing hundreds, throwing 50. Yeah, she bad, and she pretty, and she thin, and she cute, and she what? And she dig. She dig a nigga swag, she dig a nigga swag. She dig a nigga cause she getting money all day. She love to work that pool, and I love to watch her go. I love the way she love the way she work, work, work. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty, shawty, shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Like a dog, that Michael Big with it. I'ma smack her on the ass. Might just pull her hair. Might just get to it in the club, nigga. I don't care. Giving all what I got. Cause I get it in. Making HD movies. Soon as I walk in. But soon as I walk out, them girls on their knees. They like the way I blow the money bad like no tree.
Twerk, 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 tw
like that, John. Yo, one thing I like about you, your harmony and your hook is just always, like, on point. It's just like...
Oh, man, yeah, my nickname is Looney Payne. You feel me?
Yes. Yo, yeah, definitely you go in or whatever. I fucks with this shit or whatever. I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely always support me. Even in my hiatus, I had to take, you know what I mean, a little break off. It was like, I didn't really want to act a fool. I had to really hurt a person. Yeah. Really hurt a person, no.
I already know. I definitely appreciate you having me, you know what I'm saying? Letting the world know what I got going on, you know what I'm saying? We team Beat Jewel, we out here, we working, man. Esquire,
yeah.
DJs.
You know what? Like I'm about to change my Twitter because Future doesn't even have a team, but like I really liked when I seen the video when I heard the song for his song Tony Montana. I was like, yo, this is fly as fucking song. Like to think to do something like this, you gotta be fly, pull it off high. And then seeing the video by Jesse Terry, I was like, oh my gosh, this shit is amazing. So I did change my one of my teams on Twitter to Team One Future, but I'm gonna put it to Beat Jug since that's supporting him, and then everything else you have as a whole. So I'm in it all day. I'm in the supporting. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I like an original artist. Like it's always just like really, really, really good to work with. And then like it's really good to get people's feedback. And a lot of people give good feedback on music. Jamel, your mic was just closed. Sorry. Jamel, you be back with us? No. Oh no, maybe lost him. But it's cool. We chilling. We got that Twitter work going on, and we've been ready to play some music from Lil I, the Paperboy. You know, we're gonna definitely check out the music from my homeboy Hype Man Crunk, and so I gotta show love to my homeboy Danny Cass right now. We getting ready to talk about my interview with my homeboy Looney Tunes, you work so hard. Like I appreciate your support, even through me bullshitting, and we all know what that is. And I gotta figure out what you said. Like I can't take it. I'm an artist too, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, on deck, I got some music that I'm going to show love to for my peoples down in Tennessee, for my boy DJ Hype Man Crunk. But first, we're going to take the Philly and do Greenlight, my homeboy Danny Cash. Showing you love, follow him on Twitter, DannyCash215, and he will be performing January 1st at Diamond Spotlight. And then we're going to check out some music from my homeboy, DJ Hype Man Crunk, people. And, you know, guys, I'll ask you guys to give your opinion. I like the song. You're going to check it out.
Woo! Green team. Yes. Green light. Yeah. Green light. Hey, the early, what's poppin'? It's getting hot out, baby. Let's get it. Go. Your money right. Go. The theme song. Go. Could you really get into it? It's your theme song. Go. Ready, set, grind. Go. Would it be like? Go. No stop sign. Go. You got that green light. Go. Green light. Go. Green light. Go. Let the maiden do their job and get the key right. Green light. Green light. Green light. Green light. Green light. Go. No stop sign. Go. You got that green light. Go. One for the money. Money. Two for the hoes. For my niggas, 4-5 for my foes. I'm just grind, doing the show. Yeah. Look at how I got it up. Look at how I stayed down. Pissed it from the bottom up. All sorts of bitches, no Twitter, they just follow us. Back to the crib so they can swallow us. Room deal with problems, blood shooters always rob with us. Hit them with a boat load, then we load the hollows up. Never mind, we living on my niggas on the bottom up. Going blow a lot of buses, we ain't never had shit. Here we on fast shit. Fast on fast shit. Back broad, fast shit. Fuck fast and fast shit. Here life's a bitch, nonetheless, we
fucking married.
Yeah.
We all gotta have it, but I'd rather get at it.
Yeah.
Meaning I'm a hustler.
Yeah.
Homie, you a customer.
Yeah.
You can't talk mugger till you niggas get your mugger.
Go, go, go.
The money right.
Go.
The team strong.
Go.
If you really get into it, here's your theme song.
Go.
Ready, set, grind.
Go.
Will it be live?
Go.
No stop sign.
Go.
You got the green light.
Go.
Green light.
Go.
Green light.
Go.
Let the ladies do their job and get the cheese fried.
Go.
Green light.
Go.
Green light. Go. No stop sign.
Go.
You got the green
never
light.
Go.
Cause that's how boys get it.
Real
yeah, blue jewels. I ain't blunting or crippin'. I say my yes sir. Right, I bet them hoes looking camo on the dress sir. Here we go, now let's get it. Yeah, I know you with it, cause you know I'm getting digits. I ain't gotta ask no more, I just spend it. And I ain't gotta bag no whore, I just hit it. Yeah, it might have been that before, but that's different. I'm going to the next, going to the checks. All I do is get fly like I was born, nigga, fresh. They know that I was born, no, I'm born, show respect. Killing rappers and they fans, no remorse for they death. Yes, I'm back for the money, back, back for the money. And they don't want no power, got stretched for a dummy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm getting mine,
yeah.
Green team squad up.
Yeah.
About to sell some square, homie, you might want to cop up.
Go!
The money right,
go!
The team strong,
go!
If you really get into it, here's your theme song.
Go!
Ready, set, grind,
go!
Will it be live?
Go!
No stop sign,
go!
You got the green light,
go!
Green light,
go!
Green light,
go!
Let the ladies do their job and get the cheese fried.
Go!
Green light,
go!
Green light,
go!
No stop sign,
go!
You got the green light,
go!
The money right,
go!
The team strong,
go!
If you really get into it, here's your theme song.
Go!
Ready, set, grind,
go!
Will it be live?
Go!
No stop sign,
go!
You got the green light,
go!
Green light,
go!
Green light,
go!
Let the ladies do their job and get the cheese fried.
Go!
Green light,
go!
Green light,
go!
No stop sign,
go!
You got the green light,
go!
When I fucked with that, it was like a little anthem song, you know what I mean? Who got me on speaker? A little, I'm echoing. But yeah, that was my homeboy, Danny Cash, 215, Ready, Set, Grind, you know what I mean? Definitely is his hashtag. I fucking support that shit. What do you think about that song, Looney Tunes?
I rock with it.
You like that, John?
He's rocking out tomorrow, ain't he?
Huh?
So he's rocking out at your show tomorrow, ain't he?
No, January 1st.
January 1st, yeah.
He's going to give me a good show. I can't wait. I'm excited. It's going to be his first time actually getting a chance to perform at a Diamond Spotlight showcase, but he has supported me for a couple years now. So definitely shout out to you, Danny Cash. Thanks for sending the music through. Yo, I'm tired as shit. I just realized I don't get no fucking sleep. Damn. But no, back to the show. We got my VIP guests in the building. And I got an encore that Future song, Go Harder, you know what I mean? I definitely fucks with it. We gonna get it in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looney Payne. So they call you Looney Payne, right?
Yeah, Looney Payne be coming out with them fine hooks, man. Go Harder. Go get it on iTunes, request it on your local radio station, man. Your boy Future, produced by the one and only Looney Tunes.
I appreciate that. That's what's up. And definitely, speaking of new music, before we get into the encore, I have another special guest in the building by way of DJ Hype Man Crunk. Introduce him to us. Like, definitely shout us out and show off.
What's good?
Where the boy
I got,
at?
Yeah, I got Paperboy on the line too, big. You know,
yeah, Paperboy, say hi if I come fuck you up.
What's good with you? What's good with you?
I'm good. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your Twitter?
Give me up at I am Paperboy.
I am Paperboy.
Then you can follow me, and I'll make sure I follow you back. I follow everybody back. You follow me, I follow back.
So it's P-A-P-E-R-B-O-Y?
Yeah, B-O-Y.
All right, cool. That's good. I'm glad you got to spell it like that. Cause some people got to spell stuff all crazy or whatever.
Yeah, I tell you, keep it original, man. Make it easy for you to find me.
Okay, so what can we expect if we follow you on Twitter? Like, what can we get? Because we got T Sweets on the line. She might want to follow you. She's a hot artist out of Delaware, doing her thing, real sexy, real beautiful. Might I add?
Okay, okay, that's what's up right there. That's what's up.
What will we expect following you on Twitter?
I keep it real, man. I got a new single that's finna get ready to drop, man, called Love the Way She Do It, man. I want everybody to go in there, check my music out, check my videos out. You know what I'm saying? I give you my life, my whole story on Twitter, so all you got to do is follow me. And then, you know what I'm saying?
And where are you from?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Are you from Mississippi? Okay, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Okay, hype man, from reaching out, you know what I mean?
Always.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, this is featuring Luck. You said it. What is it called again?
The Way She Do It.
The Way She Do It. All right, yeah, check it out. New track. You know what I mean? We're going to check it out. We'll have a good interview with you. I want to get to know Iron Paper Boy. I like your accent. I fucks with it.
101 for the dance floor.
Paperboy, I really
really, really appreciate that song. She was hot. God damn, Looney Tunes. That's cool. Like, I swear, all the music I played on the show, from You Black Cancer, I appreciate you, Diddy Cash. I appreciate you, Big Brands, Looney Tunes. Like, it was just definitely great company. Excellent, excellent music, like, front to back. I'm impressed. I'm impressed, guys. I like that. Did you hear me? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll hang up on y'all motherfuckers now.
Man, y'all get the feedback on that check right there.
What you say?
Yeah, I hear that shit, Ryan, man. I hear you got down Looney Tunes on the remix. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Looney Tunes.
Oh, I mean, ain't no problem, man. We can get that done, huh?
He said, leave him an open space with a 16.
Yeah, a little open, cool, eight to 12, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's all good, man. You know, I fuck with you, man. You know, it's all good, man. You know, you get a 16,
if he wants it, you know.
Looney Tunes, wasn't that a good song?
16, look, 16 too long these days, boy. These folks got these lazy here these days. They want to hit a beat in the hood, bro. You know what I mean? You got to get in and get out.
That's true, man. Yeah, we got a lot of good things coming. And, yes, I would love to hear that collab. Like, I just tweeted you like crazy, I am Paperboy. You know what I mean? I liked it. That shit was real hot. Like, I fucked with it. And, yes, I definitely could put you and Looney Tunes together. I don't even know anybody who do good music like Looney Tunes does. Like, that club, like, singing and sexy good music. Like, I fucked with it. That was hot.
I'm gonna send you that that Sex and Money song too. It's called Sex and Money, Relaxing Me.
Okay, we gotta bring on Looney Payne on out that thing, man.
Definitely need to bring Looney Payne to everywhere.
We gotta actually, you know what I mean, take some time to just say. I want to take some time and say I appreciate your professionalism, Looney. I appreciate the quality of music that you always get. Sometimes I even go back to my old shows that I always started them with powerful draws. I don't know if you remember those.
Yeah.
As soon as it come on, like, it just set the tone for, you know what I mean, a really fun, you know what I mean, sexy show where everybody just had fun and just went in. And I just want to say, like, having you be a part of the show, yes, you're a VIP. You're like one of the only people who I've had in the intro besides, you know, of course, Big Face Bunny, my homeboy Kid Nice with my song Addicted to the Game. That's my shit. But we definitely have Powerful Draws. What's the other song? We gotta go into the archives. Powerful Draws. What's the other song?
My song?
Yes.
Not Lauren.
I'm talking about around Powerful Draws. What's the other song you got?
Oh man, la la la.
So you forget we go back like MySpace and delete comments. Yeah.
She's out of here.
Get it low. Oh man, I'm about to show.
Well, anyway, that new mixtape beat Jordan Movement. That thing about to be crazy. New music going bananas.
New music. What can we expect from this new music? Like, as far as, have you tried any newer styles or newer techniques? Like, you want to just, you know what I mean, teasers, give us a little teaser what we're going to be expecting, as far as the synopsis.
I mean, you're going to be just expecting, you know, me, you know. It's a mixtape going to be just Looney Tunes, doing Looney Tunes, you know what I'm saying, me at my best.
Yeah. Describe that Looney Tunes brand. Like, is that like, because I see you was losing weight a little bit. You look good. You got it.
You kind of
tighten it up a little bit.
Trying to make it do what it do, but you know, it done got cold, so I done got lazy now, man. I need to get back on. I just keep it out of the way, real. You know what I mean?
We got everybody back on the line with us. Press one if you want to come back up. I see you, T-Sweet, so I'll be your mic anyway. Got you, HMC. I got you, Demel, or whatever. Definitely, anybody else want to press the one, I'll definitely open up your mic, and we can share our Twitter, you know what I mean? Have some fun talking shit on Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to everybody that's listening in the chat room or whatever. Nobody really said anything or shared their Twitter, but definitely appreciate the company, guys. Like, I really do. And shout out to my boo, Royal Alima, who was a little busy tonight, but definitely here with us in spirit, with us sexy, beautiful, banging self. Like, goddamn. It feels good having somebody to help assist you, and like, when I mean like assist you, like really do good work and really help out. So salute to you, Miss Royal Alima. Appreciate it. And to keep in with playing great music on tonight's show, I have to show love to my girl, Miss Caddy, who's doing her thing, coming at the broad for swag jacking her. And you know what I mean? I'm not a fan of swag jacking. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people do that shit with Philly artists and a lot of Philly music and a lot of Philly style. You know what I mean? And a lot of people do that with a lot of Dale South styles or whatever. Like, don't swag jack me and think I ain't going to say nothing. You know what I mean? And pretty much that's what she was saying. Like, give her a check. Like, you won't pay me for this swag. Check it out, y'all.
Hey, Q, man. You done outdid yourself with this track, man.
I feel you.
Man, can you believe this swag ejection going on?
Oh.
What? I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I ain't even got a deal yet.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna start making these bitches bite the curb, man.
Tell them how you feel.
Let's go. What's giving you credit? Bananas and across the line. Cramming my shit, and you not even paying, huh? What you thought, I stay quiet and not speak my mind? Guess you really Barbie plastic brain and no fucking mind. Clever way to do it, I'll give you a hint. Switch up my song and pass it off like it's Birdman. You can't, I'm known for this. It won't be the first, man. I guess for me, I'm the big shit and you the third, man. No wonder why you say this shit is easy, but you couldn't see me as Nicki and Lady Weezy. No thoughts to your rhymes, this shit don't appease me. Don't fade away fast, cause you done got greedy. Take it from the underdog, did it get that bad? Let me guess, writer's block, you couldn't think of your trash. Got your stomach cramping up, go and get you a pad. Mortal Kombat, now who's mad? They swag, decking me. What if you on blast, give you reason to be mad? They swag, decking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. Round two, it ain't over. Pull my britches up, lace my boots like a soldier. One man army, Rambo, I'm throwing boulders. I like the mother bro. It ain't about the exposure. Give credit when it's due, man, somebody should have told you. I guess I was a threat, next in line, hitting quotas. Just admit I'm fly, so I can brush my shoulders. If they let me in this game, career will be over. Burst out your puppet master, Caddy ready to fight. You got the game fucked up, you ain't doing it right. If you needed you a rider, you could have flew me a kite. Second stayed out of your sight. You make it folks how you bore, and you all on top. If you ask my opinion, the old Nicki was hot. Now you walk around like Powder Puff girls in dreadlocks. What do you mean this? Is you a rapper or do you sing pop? They swag, decking me. Put you on blast if you reason to be mad. They swag, decking me. They swag, decking me. They swag, decking me. Put you on blast if you reason to be mad. I'm in my lane, so keep it in yours. Never once came at you, but you opened the doors. For a sec, I actually wanted to collab with this all. That shit is dead now, it ain't an option no more. And you the first person talking about sharing, Lara, and your bitch's career. But you really don't care. The game is too for a female takeover, yeah. So be prepared, cause Caddy, yes, I'm coming this year. And I'ma beat this shit. Better yet, a barbarian. Take you down a notch or two, make you lose your arrogance. I'm telling you harder than you'll be Nancy Kerrigan. If you ain't much beef, you should've stayed a vegetarian. If you can't sell, yeah, you made a
They swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reasons to be mad.
Yes, I fucking love that song. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta diss a bitch just to say, yeah, bitch, I'm hotter than you. I love the big song. Y'all can check out the video. You know what I mean? Shout out to EQ Philly. He shot that joint real nice. What do you think about that song, Looney Tunes? And yes, she is coming.
They swag, Jackie me.
You guys catch me. You guys see it. She looks so beautiful in the video. You guys love her. I would definitely shout out my girl, Miss Caddy. And before we close out the show, do you have any shout outs you want to give? And I did just change my Twitter, and I'm fucking rapping Beat Jug.
B-E-A-T-J-U-U-G.
Yes.
Feel me? Beat Jug is definitely the movement.
Mhm. So, tell us, you got any other shout outs you want to give, Looney Tunes? I was talking to you.
That nigga, the mail done fell off the face.
You said what?
Said somebody that fell asleep on this bitch.
Is that the, that probably is the mail? No, he just called.
No, it ain't the mail.
Yeah, it can't be the mail. Everybody just called. Anybody's leaving. Anybody else might open. We got DJ Hype Man Crunk. I got your mic over. Black Cancer, are you awake?
No, I'm still in.
Oh, maybe somebody moved a chair or something. I did hear some people stumbling.
Somebody was locked out on this thing. I heard them.
Yeah, I heard a little rumbling or whatever. But
that was Lonely Tunes Cold.
Nah, see, now we got down, man. Look at him now, look at him. I caught your head, man. You live snoring on the air, man. God damn, man.
Well, definitely, shout out to you guys. You know what I'm saying? I just had to change my bio, hook up Twitter, so everybody know, you know what I mean, what I'm repping. I got to definitely shout out my homegirl, my assistant, my sweetheart, Royal Lehman, helping me out. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the support. Appreciate everything. And we're in this beat jug. Watch this movement. I know some people who could get in that joint too. You know what I mean?
I gotta send you a T-shirt or a hoodie or something.
We got the T-shirt, you know what I mean? The hoodie. We about to have the towels to wipe your butt, booty.
You feel me?
Put some patches on the back of my jeans, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, nah.
All right, well,
And we got, a lot of different CDs dropping. We got Nick CD dropping with DJ Boss Shit. We got CD dropping with DJ Illuminati called The Reloaded Edition.
Nice.
Welcome to Studio Reloaded with DJ Illuminati. I got the team. I got the Beat Jug, the movement dropping with DJ Bostick, DJ Tony H. You know what I'm saying? So you know.
Nice. That sound hot. I fucks with it. You know what I mean? And I also have to tell you guys, coming soon, we're gonna have either this Thursday or next Tuesday show, I'm going to dedicate to my January 1st Diamond Spotlight United Edition Music Showcase. I'm so excited about the performers that we're going to have. You know what I mean? We've just been getting everything organized. I've had a little bit of drama, but that's usual for me.
I can't wait till I come with the Philly and just show out. I'm talking about once I get Philly, I'm acting a fool.
Check this out.
Like
whoever your winner is, they'll get a verse from Looney Tunes. How about that?
Oh.
That's great.
Yo, that's your manager. You keep you working. That's what I'm talking about. Once
they hear them rap, then they're going to buy a track. How about
that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we in it. You know what I'm saying?
Send me that song, Hype Man Croc. Send me that song. Let it work.
Man, I got you, man.
Yeah, we going in.
All right, that's what's up. Well,
Definitely. Thank you, guys. I'm a paperboy coming soon. Shout out to my VIP, Looney Tunes. You know, you're always welcome. And now that I didn't even know my email was that flooded with your stuff, I got more shit. So I'm going to get it fucking popping.
Yeah, she got the check record produced by Looney Tunes.
Yeah, you feel me? Going in.
The who record?
Check.
Oh, it's called Check?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what it
is. He's 16 years old.
Okay, that's what's up. You know, oh my gosh, you know I support the youth like no other. Definitely, definitely support kids. You gotta support the kids. Well, I support them. And I think I'm going to try to go to sleep, but Twitter keeps me up, you know, a little late.
See, and that record's so smooth. It's like, watch, check. You know, you might, since you're a woman, you might say pocketbook, check. Boots, check. Earring, check.
Okay, I fucked with it. Checking my fresh, I fucked with it. We're going to... We definitely want to get that in rotation. I'm supporting it. Looney Tunes, you always impress me.
Definitely the movement, man.
It's like you always was my go-to guy. Even when we first started Philly Shine Radio, when I supported Game Hunter, his whack ass artist he used to have or whatever.
Look, I ain't playing. That boy calling me now.
That's what's up.
Hold on.
Go in. You know what I mean? I was just saying, like, definitely Looney Tunes has been that guy that I needed, that go-to guy for that good music. Looney Tunes, the big things.
So, go ahead and record that song and send the song so you can be on his mix CD.
Yeah.
Right now. Damn it. I sound like you. Damn it.
I'm in. I'm going.
I'm going. And you know, look, he's hot right now. Don't you know he has the number one beat for the number one anthem right now? If you do Pal, Go Harder, you'll see that people are saying the verses off a Future song that Looney Tunes made the beat.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. I'm proud of him. I'm definitely so in. Like, what I'll say, because, you know what I mean, we could talk about overtime or whatever on the show, but I have had you spread myself thin, you know what I'm saying, and instead of looking at, like, say, somebody who's extremely busy like Looney Tunes are saying, oh, well, let me get this work done with him so I can ride his wave. Well, I thought that's like kind of imposing. I always wanted to do, you know what I mean, my own thing and saying, well, let me help out somebody who's not doing anything. And that was like kind of foolish because working with somebody who's not doing something means that you got to make them do shit. Like, it's much easier and more progressive to move with people who make you move. So I learned that a little bit.
If you heard the song where Future said that he making moves and they still trying to make his moves, you know what I'm saying? You can't watch the moves if the man did 10 songs in his sleep.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've always respected him for doing his thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to support him, and I'm going to do my own thing. But at the same time, why not work with him, because we support each other, we're real close friends and buddies and everything, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who supports me, you the Mo, you the shit, like.
You know, it's like this, honest. The love you got, that nobody else haven't got. Believe me.
I know. But I'm
so
I'm,
you got
I'm
to
so call,
you got to, look, this is 2012.
I have DJ dropping mix CDs back to back to back to back to back to back. You heard of DJ Ball?
Feel me.
I heard it. She said, you know, we working hard and we all working hard together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a family. That's why DJs, and I never shook away from y'all. Y'all got y'all back forever.
I'm just saying, when you have opportunity as yourself and you helping other people, I told somebody on this show today, if you don't help yourself, how can you help other people?
I know that's right, but we rocking out. Like I said, thank you guys so much. Thank you, VIP.
Thanks for having me, Fire.
Yeah, no problem. You already know, like, you know what I mean? ATL gets so much love from me. Definitely appreciate your support.
Yeah,
you guys.
I see you with the drum majors. I see you.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Drum Majors and C, the producer. Some of my favorite Twitters. Hold up, I got a lot of favorites on Twitter. Shamara Althea, you my favorite. I like watching this dirty roach looking John tweets because she just be sounding ridiculous. But we're not gonna give her.
Oh, King David kill roaches.
No. I'll tell you about it later. I'll show you her picture. We just look at her picture, we just be laughing.
Oh, I got a wife. I'm sorry.
Me and your wife be looking at her laughing. So you can laugh with us, you know. We all laugh together. Family that laughs together laughs and laughs and laughs. But appreciate it, guys. You know what I'm saying? Definitely heart all the support. Y'all have sweet dreams.
I have one thing to say.
What you got to say?
You know, me and Hype Man Crunk, we had so many fights with you, you know, and everything. But now you see, you know, no matter how many fights we have, that, you know, we'll always love you and always be down with you. We will never let the only ones supposed to fight with you because we always going to be the ones that ride with you.
Yeah, I don't even call it fight.
So
when you have disagreements or different opinions, that's what shows that you have a strong relationship, you know what I mean? Like, even though people are thinking it's two different things because we both want to, you know what I mean, support each other in what we're doing. Like, you're going to say, all right, well, Honest feels that way, the Mellis feels that way, Hype, DJ Hype Man Crunk feels that way, and that's it, and you still come together. Like, nobody's going to be the fucking same. Like, shit, we all can't be Looney Tunes. No, I want to. Like, shit, I be Looney Tunes, get shit done. But, you know, everybody individuals, you respect each other. And let's continue shit, like, shit.
I was just watching shit on the news about the little Slim Dunk and shit. They said this nigga got killed over some candy, soda.
Who got killed over candy?
That nigga Slim Duncan.
Who is that?
He's from the Brick Squad. He's Waka Flocka,
oh,
right hand man. He actually is from Detroit.
No. Oh, my homie was on
Twitter. It's been on Twitter for the last week.
Well, guess what? Not on mine. Sorry. Well, definitely shout out to him. Rest in peace. You know what I mean? That sense of violence is never good, but fuck. Damn.
I'm from a place called Chester, and, you know, hey,